Shalom. Shalom in Hebrew means hello, it means goodbye, and it means peace. And some people say that means Jewish people don't know whether they're going or they're coming. Well, it's a blessing to be with you again. And I want to share with you about the King and He is coming and the message of Revelation, and that as believers, we need to be prepared. We always have to live in the any time coming of the Lord. In Revelation 22:7, we read this. Behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the word of this prophecy of this book. The text from the last chapter of the Bible has two distinct parts. It declares that the Lord is risen. That he is the beginning and the end, the Alpha, the Omega. And that the King is coming suddenly. It also pronounces a blessing on those who are prepared for this coming. And the way they are prepared is by keeping the words of this prophecy. Now, what does that mean to us today? Just about every time that Yeshua came onto the scene, he did it in an unexpected way. His coming was never out of character. It was not designed to merely impress or surprise. But it seems that an essential part of his character is that of being beyond prediction. One of the essential truths that I've learned over the years is that when I have had God figured out, I need to think again. No theological system that man has come up with is fully compatible with all of Scripture. Whether we are operating as Messianic Jews, dispensationalists,
或者是时代主义者,
covenantal,
或者是约的这种宗派,
Pentecostal,
五旬节派,
charismatic,
灵恩派,
whereas at the time of Jesus,
或者是在耶稣时代的,
whether they were Pharisees,
是法利赛人,
or Sadducees,
法都该人,
Herodian,
说到西律王这一派的,
Essenes,
爱瑟尼人,
or the Qumran community,
或者是昆兰的这一派人,
all of those were various denominations,
这些不管是所有的宗派,
and they're all of their systems,
或者是他们所有的这些系统,
missed the fact that Jesus was Lord.
其实他们都没有正确地认出来耶稣就是主。
Listen to the words that Isaiah spoke 700 years B.C.
让我们听一听以赛亚在700年前, 主前700年的时候是怎么说的?
In Isaiah 64 verse 3, we read this.
在以赛亚书64章第三节是这样说,
For when you did awesome things that we did not expect, You came down, and the mountains trembled before you.
那时你降临,
Jesus came in an unexpected way. And he still comes today in unexpected ways. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, we read this.
在马太24章42到44节是这么说的。
Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come.
他说,
but understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect.
不容人挖透房屋，这是你们所知道的，所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。The
faith of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is a faith in a God who comes where we are.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神就是这样一位神，在我们的生命之中就来到我们之中。In
a way that we often do not expect. God appeared to Abraham in flesh as a stranger.
记得神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候，他像如同一个人来到亚伯拉罕的面前，是一个陌生的一个旅客。
We read about it in Genesis chapter 18.
在启示录18章里面就记载了这一段。
His gracious hospitality to those strangers wound up being a visit from God.
亚伯拉罕的好客款待这些旅游的客人，就使他遇见了来拜访他的神。
Who brought him good news about Isaac's birth to Sarah.
而且这一位呢，就预告了亚伯拉罕将要生一个应许之子以撒。
He brought him news about Sodom and Gomorrah and the destruction.
那这一位也告诉亚伯拉罕，索多玛、俄摩拉的下场。
And Jesus entered into our world in a way we didn't expect.
就是像这样,
Most of us could share that we came to know the Lord in ways that was just amazing. In ways that we did not expect. When Jesus came to the earth, he was born in Bethlehem. And that birth in Bethlehem surprised everyone. Herod was surprised. The Bible scholars knew exactly where the Messiah was going to be born. But they missed the way he would be born. Who would have thought that the King of Kings, that the Messiah, the King of Israel, would be born in a cave around cattle?
会出生在一个马槽，一个牲畜围绕的一个洞穴里头。
That his crib would be a feeding trough.
他的摇篮实际上就是这牲畜的食槽。
How un-Jewish.
这是非常不像是犹太的传统。
How un-king-like.
而且也不像是一个王。
Let alone the King of Kings.
更不要说他是万王之王。
When he was a boy of 12, he was...
当他12岁的时候,
he was lost by his parents.
他的父母好像丢失了他，找不到他。
Who assumed that he was in a company of pilgrims coming back down.
他的父母认为他已经跟着其他的人回家了。
From Jerusalem after Passover.
从耶路撒冷出城，是为了在这个逾越节的节期。
But unexpectedly, he was in the temple.
但是他父母没有料到，耶稣居然还留在会堂里头。
A 12-year boy in the presence of the leading rabbis.
这一个12岁的男孩。 坐在所有的这一些拉比中间。
His parents were shocked and surprised.
他的父母很惊讶。
And his response to them was,
他的反应却是,
Don't you understand that I had to be about my father's business?
难道你们不知道我当以我父的事为念吗?
Even his own parents didn't understand what he was doing.
纵使他的生父母, 都不知道他在想什么。
Many of you who have children can relate to that.
我想在座的父母也知道, 是这样的情形, 你不知道你的孩子在想什么。
They didn't even understand what God was doing through their own son.
他的父母也不知道他们的这个孩子居然是要做天父的事情。
And they were told in advance about him.
其实他们的父母早在预先就已经知道了, 因为天使已经告诉了他们。
He began his ministry in the town of Nazareth.
耶稣在拿撒勒这个地方开始他的服事事工。
A place looked upon with scorn and derision.
这个地方是众人都藐视的一个地方。
It was said of Nazareth, can anything good come out of Nazareth?
人们说拿撒勒这个地方能够出什么好东西吗?
Totally unexpected.
所以是完全出人意料。
One time he missed the boat to Capernaum.
有一次他要去加百农却耽误了船期。
And he startled his Talmudim, his disciples.
他的作为使得他的门徒非常的惊讶。
When he appeared to them, walking on the water.
因为他来到他们的面前是走在这个水上。
Who expected that?
谁会想到他会这样来呢?
He purposely showed up late for a funeral of his dear friend.
有一次呢,他一个亲爱的朋友死了,他是有意的迟到了。But
talk about something unexpected when he did show up.
所以你想想看,他是多么的出其意表,当他来到的时候呢?
He raised Lazarus from the dead.
他居然把他的朋友拉撒路从死里叫活了。Jesus
is still in the business of coming into people's lives in unexpected ways.
想想这些,你知道耶稣现在还是在我们个人的生命中做这些出其不意的事情。
By his Holy Spirit,
透过他的圣灵,
Jesus enters our lives.
耶稣来到我们个人的生命中,
and makes his presence felt.
让我们感受到他的同在。
It is by his Spirit that he convicts us of sin.
他透过他的圣灵让我们为自己的罪来承认我们的过犯。
And he reveals this through his word.
他告诉我们这些是透过他的圣言。
Together with the word and the spirit.
所以把他的灵他的话放在一起。
He convicts us of righteousness and judgment.
他就让我们做正义公正的事情。
As well as his love and his forgiveness.
同时也给我们他的爱他的赦免。
Each one of us has a unique story.
我相信我们每一个人都有不同的故事。
Each one of us has met Jesus in our everyday living.
我们每一个人都在我们每一天的生活里面有遇见耶稣的这个经历。
And yet it is a miracle of God's grace that he reveals himself to us.
这些他能够向我们显现他自己都是神奇妙的神迹坐在我们中间。
And so Jesus is coming in a way we do not know.
所以我们要知道耶稣的来到必然是出我们的意料。
He's returning to the earth soon.
他很快就会再来到地上。
But this is not only what the text means.
那这段经文所讲的不只是这些。
There is another appearance of the King and Messiah.
还有一次,这个救主显现。
That is called the second coming to the earth.
那就是他的第二次再来。
For believers, he's coming in the clouds.
对我们信徒来说,他是从云端降临。
With the voice of the archangel and the trump of God.
这天使长还有号角的声音要这样子对我们说。
And the dead in Messiah shall rise first.
这一位已经死了的救主会第一个复活。
And then those who are alive will be caught up to be with him.
那当时活着的这些信徒会跟他一起在空中相会。
That's called the rapture of the church.
这个叫做被提。
But he's also coming to the earth physically.
但同时他也是真的人生要降临在地上。
And at that time he will judge the earth.
那时他就要来审判全地。
The second coming is described in the Old Testament and in the New. Zechariah 12 gives us details about his second coming to the earth. In Zechariah 12:10, we read this. And I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. And they will look on me, the one whom they have pierced. And they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only son, and grieve bitterly for him as one grieves for a firstborn son. Zechariah describes in that chapter all the nations of the world coming to Jerusalem to eliminate the Jews. And when it looks as if Israel is about to be totally wiped out, two-thirds of the Jews will be killed in that battle. And it looks like the rest of them will be killed. But that's when God will pour out His Spirit. And He will open their eyes. And Israel will be saved. And the Lord will fight against the nations. He will certainly come to Israel in an unexpected way. Isaiah describes him coming from Petra. Who is this coming from Edom, from Basra? Go ahead, you read it.
这从以东的波斯拉来穿红衣服装扮华美能力广大 大步行走的是谁呢？就是我，是凭公义说话，以大能施行拯救。你的装扮为何有红色？你的衣服为何像踹酒炸的呢？我独自踹酒炸，众民中无一人与我同在。我发怒，将他们踹下，发烈怒，将他们践踏。他们的血溅在我的衣服上，并且污染了我一切的衣裳。
The Jews were in bondage, enslaved in Egypt for 400 years. They thought God had given up on them. But suddenly he came to Egypt. And suddenly he judged the Egyptians. He extended mercy to all of them. If they would put the blood of the lamb on the doorposts of their home. So the Lord will suddenly come to the nations. God has been patient with the nations. But know that He is coming suddenly. He is going to judge the nation. To us, He extends mercy. If we will receive Jesus. If we will put the blood of the Lamb on the doorposts of our heart, as He did in Egypt, He will do for us. Where there is blood, He will pass over. Where there is no blood, there is death. In the final chapters of Revelation, the smoke of battle has cleared away. Leaving a wondrous vision of a new heaven and a new earth. And of a splendid and majestic holy city ascending from heaven.
纯净的一个新的城降临在地上。
In the midst of that glorious description,
在这个荣耀的描绘之中，
at the heart of the message of the book of Revelation,
就展现了启示录的中心思想，
is the message from the king,
是从这个大君王而来的。
I am coming and I am coming quickly.
我来了，我就要来了，而且很快就要来了。
We need to understand that our King will surprise us all at once.
我们要知道我们的大君王是要在一时之间让我们众人都讶异。
And in the way he will appear.
让我们讶异于他出现的样子。
Matthew relates to his disciples.
马太福音里面讲到。
To be ready.
要预备好。
In Matthew 24.
在马太福音二十四章。
Verses 42 through 50.
42到50节这么说。
He tells us who are followers of him.
他告诉所有跟随他的人说。
These words.
这些话。
Go ahead, read.
所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋，这是你们所知道的。所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？主人来到，看见他们，他这样行，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。倘若那恶仆心里说，我的主人必来得迟，就动手打他的同伴，又和酒醉的人一同吃喝，在想不到的日子，不知道的时辰，那仆人的主人要来。
Every day we should be alert to the anytime return of the king.
所以我们每一天都要活在这个状态里面，期待主随时会来。
Perhaps you are thinking, since some of you may know the prophetic scriptures,
可能你们知道这些先知性的话语。
First Israel has to come back to the land and the temple has to be rebuilt.
你知道有人预言从圣经里面预告我们以色列人要回到圣地，而且圣殿要重建。
Well, the temple hasn't been rebuilt, you might say to yourself.
但是现在看这个圣殿还没有重建，所以你自己心里就可能安慰自己说。
So I've got some time.
所以我还有些时间呢。
I can relax.
我就可以放松啊。
Don't think that.
但是你千万不要这样想。
Because he will come at a time you do not expect.
因为你知道他会在我们预期不到的时候来到。
Just as he came to the Jewish people.
就像他来到犹太人中间的时候。
At a time they didn't expect.
在他们没有预期的时刻来到。
Scripture calls us to be ready for any time.
圣经告诉我们要警醒，要预备好。
God revealed to one of his servants of something that was not previously known.
神告诉他的仆人过去不曾知道的事情。
And that was the word that God gave to Paul.
那就是他对保罗说的。
Concerning what I just related earlier, the rapture.
就是我刚刚提到的那个被提的事情。
Read the scripture.
我如今把一件奥秘的事，大家一起读好了哈，预备来。
我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要看见。
We might be alive or we might be dead.
所以在这个时候我们可能死了或者我们还活着。
Whether we are alive or dead, we should be ready.
不管我们是活是死，我们都要预备好。
How much should this anytime coming of our King?
那我们说到这个任何时候都会来，到底是什么时候呢？
Dominate our everyday living.
这个想法应该在我们的生命中每一天的生活里面主导我们。
How much should we be thinking about his anytime coming?
我们应该怎么样来思考这件事情呢？
What part does the doctrine of last things?
到底这个他末日要来的这个真理
play in our thinking of every day?
应该如何在我们的思想里头呢？
It's called eschatology.
这个就叫做末世论。
It tells us that with God we are going somewhere.
因为这个末世论的概念告诉我们，我们在神里面的人知道有一个方向。
Israel thought they were wandering in the wilderness.
以色列人曾经认为他们是在旷野里面漂流。
Sometimes we think we're wandering in the wilderness.
有的时候我们也认为我们在人生的旅途中漂流。
But just as surely as God brought Israel to the promised land,
但是我们看在以色列的身上已经让我们确知神是把以色列人带进了迦南地。
On the exact route he decided for them,
就是照着他所预告的他的计划。
So God is leading us on an exact route.
所以你也要知道神也是要带你走向一个方向。正如他预计好的。
We could get there in 2 years, as Israel could have.
我们可以两年就到我们要到的地方，就像以色列人其实可以两年就进迦南地。
But because of their rebellion, they wandered.
但是因为他们的悖逆，以至于他们在旷野里面漂流。
Until that whole generation died in the wilderness.
直到那整一世代的人都死在旷野。
They resisted the Holy Spirit.
因为他们抵挡圣灵。
They rebelled against God.
他们向神是悖逆的。
And His will for them.
还有他们也反抗神在他们身上的计划。
What was the purpose of the wilderness?
那么我们想一想，到底他们在旷野漂流这件事情的意义是什么呢？
To teach them to be dependent upon the Lord.
就是要教他们如何倚靠神。
Not to be self-reliant.
不是倚靠自己。
To be God reliant.
而是要他们倚靠神。
It is the same for us.
同样在我们身上也是这样。
We need to be ready.
我们必须预备好。
Every moment.
每一刹那。
Every hour.
每一个小时。
Filled with the Spirit of God.
被圣灵充满。
Yielded to the Spirit of God.
向圣灵顺服。
And understanding the Word of God.
而且要了解认识神的话。
That he might lead us in paths of righteousness.
因为知道他要带我们走向一个方向，是他所喜悦的。
To make the second coming a part of our faith.
让耶稣的再来进到我们信仰的核心。
Does not mean that we live in an unnatural way.
那不表示我们要变成一个古怪的人呢。
Not panicked.
不是一个紧张的人。
Not wearing white robes, waiting on a mountain attitude.
不一定真要穿一件白袍站在山顶上，在那边摇手啊。
Rather, it is living with the anticipation in our everyday living.
而是在我们每天的生活里面就有一个期待。
It means walking and living in the light.
那表示是我们要活在并且走在神的光中。
Our behavior changes when we're in front of certain people, doesn't it?
想想看，我们的行为举止在某些人的面前会有一些不同。
We tend to be more polite and respectful when we're in the presence of people we respect and admire.
如果在我们所敬仰的人的面前，我们的行为举止可能会比较有礼貌，而且文雅一点。
Or people we want to impress.
或者有些人，我们想要让他们对我们有一个好的印象，我们就会有一些特殊的表现。
We need to live like that every day.
我们就应该这样，每一天都这样过活。
Because the Lord walks among us.
因为知道神正走在我们中间。
He lives in the midst of us.
他活在我们中间。
Nothing is hidden from His sight.
没有任何的事情是能够躲过他的眼目的。
In 1 John chapter 3, we read this.
在约翰一书第三章是这样说的。
It's written in the light of his anytime return.
约翰讲这些话的时候，就是在知道耶稣要再来的这个真光底下是如此说。
Read the scripture.
他说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。”
When Jesus came to Jerusalem on the 10th of the month of Nisan,
当耶稣第一次来的时候，是在犹太的尼散月的1月10日，耶稣进到耶路撒冷。
The day we call Palm Sunday,
就是我们现在说的这个棕榈日。
That was the day in Egypt that the lamb was set apart.
那一天是当以色列人在埃及要选出一只羔羊的日子。
And so it was on that day that God was setting apart His lamb.
所以耶稣第一次来的时候，就是神在那一天选定他自己的羔羊。
He did not come on the 10th of the month to meet anyone's expectations.
他那一天来, 弥赛月的十日来, 并不是为了满足其他人, 的需求。
He came in obedience to be the sacrificial lamb.
他那一天进耶路撒冷是他顺服神的话。
Our fathers had different ideas of who he was.
我们的天父, 要让我们知道他是谁。
And why he was coming.
让我们知道为什么耶稣要来。
They hailed him as king.
记得那时候大家都欢呼说这是我们的王。
They wanted to make him king.
大家想要尊他为王。
To overcome the Romans.
这个是能够, 毁灭, 打败。
They were looking for a political leader. But that did not change what was taking place. They hailed him because he had just raised Lazarus from the dead. They hailed him because of the miracles that they'd seen. That he could multiply bread and fish. They all had different ideas of who he was and what he was up to. The leaders, the religious leaders, thought they had a rebellion on their hands.
犹太的这些宗教领袖却以为这是一个叛逆分子。
Things were out of their control.
他所做的事情是他们束手无策的。
In John 19, they said the whole world has gone after him.
在约翰福音19章就记载到, 这法利赛人认为这个世界都要背叛他们了。
Most only partly understood. Or didn't understand at all. Matthew 21:10, we read this. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, Who is this? And the answers the disciples gave was only a partial answer. This is the prophet, Jesus, from Nazareth in Galilee. But Jesus was always in character. He incarnated the passage from Philippians chapter 2.
他道成肉身，他的灵进入。
He revealed to us what God is like. Do nothing from selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should not look out to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but instead made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. God is calling us to be ready to die.
你知道耶稣, 神呼召我们为他而死。
To lose our lives is to find it.
失去我们自己的生命以至于能够找到他的生命。
Jesus didn't grasp his rights.
耶稣没有, 强制地把他的权利拿过来。
He was a servant, obedient unto death.
他是一个顺服的仆人，直到死。
Not embarrassed by the shame of his trial.
他在受审的时候所受的所有的污蔑他并不以为耻。
Not embarrassed that his mission appeared to be a failure and he was dying on a cross.
也不因为他的事工好像失败了，他甚至要被钉死在十字架而觉得羞愧。
But he was regal and kingly.
他在任何的时候都是这样子的尊荣，好像一个君王一样。
On his way to the cross, not as a martyr.
他走向十字架的路并不是以为认为自己是一个殉道者。
But as a warrior to conquer sin and death.
而看自己是一个能够战胜死亡的一个战士。
To overcome hell.
能够战胜死亡和阴间。
So that somehow we can understand the rest of the passage.
所以我们如果明白这个，我们就能够了解剩下的经文是什么意思了。
That Isaiah prophesied he would be highly exalted.
记得在以赛亚先知曾经预言他要被高升。
But Jesus, when he returns,
要知道耶稣再来的时候
will not come in humiliation again.
不再是以一个谦卑的样式来到我们中间。
Then he was on his way to become sin.
那个时候他第一次来的时候是因为他是从以一个罪人的身份来到我们中间。
He became sin for us to open the way to heaven.
他自己成为罪的本身是为了要拯救我们。
To show us the way of righteousness.
要指出让我们知道有一条走向正义的路。
That we might be holy forever.
我们也能够因此能够成为圣洁。
But he will come again.
但是他将要再来。
And he will surprise us.
他会使我们惊讶。
He said so.
他如此说过,
he will be coming in again.
他会再来,
at an hour we do not expect him to.
在我们没有预料的时候来到。
And as I close, I need to remind us of this truth.
当我要做一个结论的时候, 我要让大家知道。
We can't get ready, we must be ready.
我们不能去预备好, 我们要已经预备好。
Revelation closes with this benediction.
在启示录, 最后给我们这样子的祝福。
Blessed are those who keep the words of the prophecy of this book.
那些有福啊，那些人是能够遵守这书上预言的。
How do we keep the words of this book?
那么我们怎么样遵守这书上的预言呢？
The coming kingdom is about struggle.
你知道神的国将要来的这个国是一个极大的征战挣扎。
It is about warfare.
是一个征战。
And the battle of good and evil.
是一个善恶之间的征战。
Faith is taking a stand for God and for good.
什么叫信心呢？信心就是站在神这一边，站在善良这一边。
It is pressing into Jesus now.
是现在就亲近耶稣。
Living for Him.
为他而活。
Abiding in Him.
遵守他的话。
Yeshua showed us the way.
耶稣告诉我们这条道路。
Just as Israel showed us the way.
就像以色列人曾经告诉我们。
As I said, they went into the wilderness for a purpose.
就像我刚刚说的，以色列人进到旷野是有一个目的的。
And right now we are in the wilderness.
我们现在也是。
For a purpose.
如同以色列人一样，是在旷野里面，而且是有一个目的。
Jesus returned to heaven by way of Jerusalem.
耶稣回到天上是在耶路撒冷回到天上的。
And all the humiliation and shame.
所有的羞辱，所有的蔑视。
But he is returning to Jerusalem.
但是他回到耶路撒冷。
In glory and in power.
是在他的荣耀，在他的全能里面回到耶路撒冷。
But before he does that.
但是在他回到耶路撒冷之前,
He's coming to the clouds,
他要来到云中,
to bring this church,
要把这个教会,
which is you and me,
就是你和我,
to be with him,
汇集在一起,
if we are ready.
如果我们预备好了,
Revelation reminds us,
启示录告诉我们,
to keep the words of this prophecy,
要遵守这书上的预言,
be ready to meet the king,
要预备好随时与这位主相会。
It's about one, keeping a fresh love for God.
怎么做呢？第一，我们就是要爱神。
And his Messiah.
而且爱他为我们预备的救主耶稣。
Two, avoiding immorality.
第二，要禁止不做所有不道德的事情。
And rebellion against God's word.
不要悖逆神。
And being faithful.
而且第三，要对主忠心。
Even when we feel small.
纵使在我们好像被人家轻视的时候。
And staying dependent upon the Lord.
第四，要持续的信靠主。
For life itself.
我们终生都要这样做。
It's letting the mind of Christ be our mind.
就是让耶稣的心成为我们的心。
By regularly reading His Word.
怎么做呢？要按时的、经常的读经。
Anticipating the coming King is not keeping just rules.
知道期待与主相会，并不是表示我们要遵守一些规条。
Or doing this or not doing that.
要做这个，不能做这个。
Watching for the King means living Him, living for Him,
期待他来临,
loving Him,
就是要为他而活, 是爱他,
and living to please Him,
活着是为了讨他的喜悦,
and seeking to be like Him,
我们要渴望能够像他,
by the power of His Spirit,
是透过圣灵的感动,
who lives inside of us.
圣灵正住在你我的里头。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父,
we thank you that you love us.
感谢你爱我们。
And you sent your Son to redeem us.
你派你的儿子来救赎我们。
You redeemed us with your blood.
耶稣用血赎了我们。
And to be redeemed is to be purchased.
被赎就是被买回来。
Our lives are not our own.
现在我们的命不再属于我们自己。
We were bought with a price.
我们是你用重价买回来的。
Your blood purchased us.
你的血买了我们。
May we live our lives.
但愿我们活着。
As your servants.
是你的仆人。
Your will be done.
愿你的旨意行。
In our lives.
在我们的生命中。
Your kingdom come.
你的国度降临。
In our lives.
在我的生命中。
And may we be ready for you.
愿我们随时都预备好。
Every moment.
每一刹那都预备好。
In Jesus' name.
感谢主，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.